Blog Talk Radio.
Before me, there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. Besides me, there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship Him and Him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning. In the dawn of my rise, in comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yow, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Mosiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. Now understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down. Blessing me with strength when my weakness is a bone. These angels, the real people I man I know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Mosiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so me sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Mosiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in these days. Now look back, for here come it wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverer. Pray, sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, that song, see that song, sing that song, live that song, be that song, see that song, sing that song, live that song, live that song.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Again, we praise the mighty Yah for another week that He has allowed us to come through, even to the sixth night before the day of the Sabbath, that we might rest in Him and prepare ourselves for the great sanctified day of Yah. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet, and all those that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. Surely, there's no doubt in my mind, the only reason why you're listening this evening, this night, is because of your fear towards Elohim. Again, my name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get is the truth. But for some strange reason, if you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, give me a call. And we will, as brothers and sisters, discuss it with one another. My number is 919-931-6216. Again, we have another beautiful program prepared for you. Well, before we get into our program tonight, I will want to prepare everybody that's in Atlanta, Georgia, that we will be there to join you all, and hopefully you're waiting for us to join us at our winter conference, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, November the 24th through the 27th. We have a lot of great things planned, a lot of beautiful things, a lot of beautiful subjects to dive into and to discuss with the various leaders and also our people. Surely we're living in a time where the Creator lets us know that we must gather ourselves together. And not only He said we must gather ourselves together, O nation not desired, the Creator lets us know when we should gather ourselves together. And you notice, it lets us know this in the book of Zephaniah. Now, I just want to read this because I asked a lot of people this question. While I'm turning to the book of Zephaniah, let me tell you the question I asked a lot of people, and I was surprisingly shocked by hearing their answers. And this is the question that I asked various people. I asked them, is there will it ever be too late to seek the Most High? Is there a time limit on seeking the Most High, or is it too late? And for the most part, no one would come out and straight and say it is indeed too late to seek the Most High. Some people say, well, when you're dead, or some people say, well, I just heard a lot of answer, but I never just heard, yes, is it too late to seek the Most High? Not today is it too late, but I'm saying, will there come a time, will it be a time where it will be too late to seek the Most High? Oh, maybe that time is already here. I don't know. But is there an expiration date on seeking the Most High? And, of course, it is. It is an expiration date on seeking the Most High. But when is it too late? How would you know it is too late? And there's certain things you should be considering, at least this is what the Most High said you should be considering, and that he wish you would consider. But first, let me show you this in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And this is what it says. Gather yourselves together in the first verse. Yea, gather together, O nation, I desire, before the decree bring forth. In other words, the Almighty want us to gather ourselves together. And if we hear the mindset and the heart, as well as the desire to come together, a lot of people say, well, what are we going to come together for? Well, first you have to have the mindset, the thought, and the desire to come together, because the Almighty said, gather yourselves together through the mouth of his prophet Zephaniah. And once you have that mind, then it lets you know when to do it. And notice what the second verse says. Before the decree bring forth. Before the day pass as the chaff. Before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. So number one, you gather yourselves together. Number two, you do it before the decree bring forth. And you don't know when that time is, but let me tell you how that time will look. According to the second verse, is before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. So you want to do this before Yah's anger take hold. And thirdly, if you want to know the reason to come together, why you gathering yourselves together before the decree bring forth, well, look at the third verse. It tells you exactly what you should do once you gather yourselves together. And this is what it says. Seek Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Of course, as many of you all know, we went around the country telling everybody, we got to tell Israel, we got to seek Yah. And we were, of course, criticized for it, and that's okay. Because we did what we thought, not only what we thought was right, but what the Creator led us to do. But the Almighty is still telling us the same thing. Gather yourselves together before the decree bring forth. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness, that you might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Because undoubtedly the Almighty's anger is coming with him. Which had me to meditate and think and consider, if we're to do this, and we have, many of us, then what should we be considering after all that is done? What should be our mindset going forward? Well, the first thing that should be on your mind in consideration, and this is why it's so important to do these things, what should be on your mind, the very first thing, is written in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the first chapter. And let us turn there. Just to show you how important this is. And watch what this says in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. Of course, again, as I meditated on the Creator's word, I've asked many people, will it come a time where it is too late to seek the Most High? Can you wait too long? And the answer is yes. And oftentimes when our people seek the Most High, it's in the heat of the battle. It's in the heart of adversity. And because the Creator is so merciful, for his mercy endure forever, he saves people. But the Creator did let us know this, that the Most High mean what he say, and he say what he mean. And this is what he had to say concerning this situation. In the book of Proverbs, the very first chapter, and I'll start reading the 22nd verse. And this is what it says. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refuse. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. And this what the Creator said about his anger. He said it will come as a whirlwind, and I'm going to show you this. When distress and anguish come upon you, and I can assure you, it's not the distress, it's not the anguish that you're feeling today. Many of our people are under a lot of distress. They're full of anguish. They're full of troubles and adversity. But the trouble and adversity, the distress and the anguish that the Creator is speaking of right now in the book of Proverbs, he's talking about the anguish and the distress of destruction. Not the anguish and the distress of being discriminated against, or being exploited, or being poor, or being the last hired and the first fired. He's not talking about that. He's not talking about you being broke and can't pay your bills. He's not talking about you watching the various shows where our people getting shot down in the streets in cold blood from the government. These are not private citizens who are shooting our people down. They doing it too, though, I must admit. But the government is supposed to protect you. And they at the headstone of killing our people. 28 verse. Then shall they call upon me, and watch what the Creator said, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Even though all over the scriptures, the Almighty said, if you seek me, you shall find me. But here he said, when this distress and anguish come upon you like a whirlwind, you're going to call upon him, but he's not going to answer. You shall seek him early, but they shall not find me. And this is the reason why. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. They were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproofs. And the reason why our people, unfortunately, despise the reproof of the Most High. And the reason why they hate no knowledge, and they will take none of his counsel, is really for one simple reason. And the reason is because the Most High himself didn't come down and tell you. See, if the Almighty come down himself, then you might fear him, as our people did in the days of old, when they were at the bottom of the mountain of Mount Horeb, when the Almighty descended down on the mountain, and they feared him so much to the extent that they wanted a messenger, a prophet, Moses, to represent them, for they felt and knew that death would be a part of them if the Almighty had to continuously speak to them. So they rather have a man to speak to them as Yah's representative. The unfortunate dilemma this caused is the fact that even though they asked for this man, for the most part, they didn't fear their own brothers. They didn't fear no man. And so they hated knowledge. They would none of his counsel, despise reproof. And this is where we're at today. See, when you fear Yah, it don't matter who's telling you about the Creator's word. When you fear the Most High, you would know whether it's the truth or not. And you will know whether you should fear it or not. Because then you will know the word of the Most High. The fear of Elohim teaches you the word of Yah. And so once you hear it, you will fear it. And when you fear it, you will do it. And as I stated before, there's a time and a season for everything. And everything has an end. And it's way past time where our people should be considering their end. And today, it still seems as though our people are considering not their end, but their future. And look what it says, just to show you what I mean. In the book of Proverbs, and this is why many people despise the words of Yah, and why they won't take none of his counsel. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, this is what it says, Proverbs 16. It lets you know in the 25th verse there is a way that seems right unto a man. In other words, it's not that it is right. It's not that it's been proven to be right. It's not that it's been established to be right. But there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the end. Because everything has an end. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Even though this thing seems so right. And the reason why this is important to know is because once you hear the Creator's words, would you not fear them? Would you not tremble at them? And if you would, then would you not do them? And there's many things the Creator said you should be considering in the end times. And one of the things is not something that seems right. That should be far from your mind, things that seem right. But one, on your mind, you should be attempting with the desire as mandated from the Most High to gather yourselves together. How can you have the mindset to separate yourself when the Creator told you to gather yourself? And then secondly, the Creator put a time limit on that. He said, before the decree bring forth. And when is that? This is before the fifth anger of Yah come upon you. And we know its fifth anger is coming with a whirlwind. So it'll come so fast, you're not going to have time to prepare. So the best thing to do is to prepare now. And then once you gather yourselves together, then what should you do? Well, you need to seek the Most High. You need to seek righteousness, and you need to seek meekness. While these things are being done, you must do it with the understanding that there's going to come a time where it's going to be too late to seek the Most High. So you definitely don't want to do what seems right unto you. But this is what you want to do in the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter. And this is what it says, Proverbs 19. It lets you know in the 20th verse, hear counsel, irregardless of who it comes from. You might have somebody call themselves a Moray or a Kohen or a rabbi or just a brother and a sister. But whoever it is, hear counsel. Receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. And why wouldn't you consider your latter end? Yah have considered your latter end way before you was even thought of. For Yah had thought about you even before you was born. And now that you have the ability to think on your own and think for yourself, what are you thinking about? What are you considering? Hopefully, prayerfully, you're considering your latter end. And why? Well, let me show you why your latter end is so important to the Most High. And it should be important to you for everything. At some point in time, will come to an end. There's an end to everything. Let me show you this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Again, what are we discussing? We're discussing some questions I asked some people, meditations that I had concerning is there a time where you're just too late to seek the Most High? And the answer is yes. And when is that time? Well, that time is when Yah's anger come upon you. Well, it's too late to seek him now because, in other words, he gave you the opportunity. And you would none of his counsel. And you despise his reproof. Undoubtedly, you didn't believe that his anger was going to come. So once it is here, then it's too late. The Almighty said he's going to laugh at your calamity at that point. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, look what the Most High said. Something else that I want you to consider. And we'll start at the 15th verse. For it says, but Jeshurun waxed fat, talking about Israel. Jeshurun is just a poetic name. A lot of people think it's some type of people or something, but Jeshurun is just a poetic saying, like darling. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Speaking of Israel. They provoked him to jealousy with strange deities. With abomination provoked they him to anger, as our people are doing. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to deities whom they knew not, to new deities that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And watch the 20th verse. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. And so the Almighty is looking this day to see how faithful we are to him. And how do we show our faith? Well, we show our faith by serving him, by keeping his commandments, by keeping his words, by doing the things that bring him pleasure. These things the Creator made, he made us for his pleasure. And he's not very pleased at all. And so the Almighty looked at our end. But the question is, are we looking at our own end? Are we considering our latter end? And what end should we consider? Some might consider the death. And some might consider the latter end of this captivity. But what everyone should be considering is Yah's anger that he has determined and that he has proposed to bring upon our people as well as the world. And why? Because everything must come to an end. Even the world as we know it will come to an end. And since we know this to be a truth, then what are your considerations? Look what it says. 21st verse. They move me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without, terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. And this is true. Nobody don't know who the Negro is anymore. They don't look at us and say, this is Israel. That time is past. Our memory is lost. This is why in the last days they're going to be astonished at the fact of who we really are. Some know, but the world have been deceived. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah have not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Now watch this. Watch what the Creator say. Oh, that they were wise, and that they understood this, that they will consider their latter end. Again, the Almighty, let us know what we should be considering, what we should be thinking about, and how we should be approaching the last days. But what are we really thinking about in these last days? Are we thinking about gathering ourselves together? Are we thinking about seeking righteousness and neatness? And are we thinking about the decree that would ultimately bring forth? Are we really considering the anger of Yah? Show you something else in the book of Psalms. Psalm 37. Because this will teach you a little wisdom about what the end brings. As I stated, there's an end to everything. And in the book of Psalm 37, just show you a couple things. In the book of Psalm 37, we're going to read the, let's start at the 34th verse, and this is what it says. Wait on Yah. Keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. And because the wicked, everything has an end. The wicked is not going to live forever. It says, I've seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. And this, watch what the Creator says. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. In other words, mark him, watch for him, look for him. For the end of that man is peace. And this is what we all want. We want peace. So you want to mark the perfect man, that upright man. Find who that is. Check him or her out. For their end is peace. But watch the 38th verse. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. And that's the difference. Those are the two extremes. The end of the upright is peace. But the end of the wicked, destruction. And we should be considering our end. Because ultimately, those are the two extremes that will take hold in the end times. Either your end will bring peace, or your end will cut you off. Now, who has considered this thing? Who has meditated on the fact that you're either going one way or the other? You're either going to be cut off, or you're going to have peace. And just to show you, how this end will come about. Go to the book of Jeremiah 23 so you will know how it looks. Jeremiah 23. And maybe, just maybe, we can scare you into running into peace. Of course, I have my doubts. But if anything I would like to be wrong about is this. And this is what it says. 16 verse, Jeremiah 23:16. That's it, y'all folks. Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yah. In other words, many of these teachers, when they're talking to their particular flock, in other words, as long as the flock is listening to them and following them, they're going to be saved. They ain't going to have peace. But as soon as the lamb scattered, then all of a sudden, that person ain't going to have peace. That person ain't going to be saved. Well, in truth, the people that's not going to be saved is the wicked. And the people who will be saved is the upright. And the Creator lets us know in the 17th verse, they say still unto them that despise me. Yah have said, ye shall have peace as long as this person is with them, but yet they doing things that's unseemly. They say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. And this is the message many leaders are sending people. As long as they loyal you to that leader, then everything is okay. Everything is good. It's you good. You good with the Most High. Because you loyal to me. But the Creator has another message for you. For it says in the 18th verse, for who have stood in the counsel of Yah and have perceived and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it. Because truly, if you heard the word of Yah, and you marked it, and you stood in his counsel, it's going to show you what type of impact that will have. It says, behold, a whirlwind of Yah has gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yah shall not return. And we say when he returns, he's returning with his anger until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, and what are the latter days? Last days. And when is the last days? Well, that's the end of time. End of what time? Well, the end of time of the Almighty cutting off for a blessing. because he returned him with his anger. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. And so these are the perfect considerations that we should have. This is what we should be talking about. This is the message that everybody should be getting. What else is it to talk about? What else is it to think about? Yah's anger is returning. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Gather yourselves together that you might be hid. And it's fierce, awesome day. 21st verse, I have not sent these prophets, yet they reign. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. See, that's simple. As I stated before, it don't matter who the words of Yah come from, no matter what mouth it come out of, whether it's a baby or an adult, a man or a woman, a student or a teacher, it does not matter. Because if you fear Yah and you tremble at his word and you marked it and you perceived it and you stood in his counsel, for it ought to have come from the Most High, then you should have turned from your evil ways. Why? Because you fear the words of Yah. And if you do, would not you be considering your latter end? And would not you be considering in your latter end what the Most High desire you to do in order for you to be hid, in order for you to be saved? What else is there to consider? But there's a time limit. Which means it's very necessary for one time. Greater lessons known in the book of Jeremiah the 30th. Jeremiah 30:11. This is what the Most High is letting us know. For I am with thee, said Yah, to save thee. Though I make a full end, and what's a full end? A complete end of all nations will I scatter thee. Yet will I not make a full end of thee. And that's the good news. However, he continues and say, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. So either way, Israel is going to have to pay the piper. Either way, they're going to have to, Israel have to deal with their maker. And how do you do it? Is it not to humble yourselves? Creator said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he won't despise. And this is something that we have to consider. If we considering our latter end, and if we considering our latter end, is only because we fear Yah. And how do we show our fear? By trembling at his words. And how do we know we tremble at the word of Yah? Because it would show and demonstrate in our faith towards him. Our faith in believing that Yah mean what he say, and he say what he mean. This is what we must understand. And if you'd like to comment on anything that I'm saying, give me a call, 347-838-8963, and press the number 1 on your phone. Furthermore, considering our latter end, in the book of Isaiah 41, and what are we discussing again, so everyone can understand? We're talking about our latter end, since we're in the last days. The end of time is coming. And ask yourself, what are you thinking about? What is your meditations? What are your thoughts? What are you considering? And is these thoughts and considerations, are they manifested in your actions? In other words, what are you working on day in and day out? Day after day, night after night. Month after month, year after year. Have you considered that things will come to an end? And are you prepared for things to come to an end? Are you prepared? In the book of Isaiah 41, see, the Almighty had considered our end before we even had a beginning. And the reason he's able to do it is because he is the only Elohim. The one Elohim. This is what makes the Most High different than not only you and I, but this is what makes him different from all these false idols. They can't tell you the beginning from the end. And if they can't do that, then surely there are no gods. There are no Elohims. There's nothing that you should fear. And they can't do that. in the book of Isaiah 41, this is what it says. 21st verse. It says, produce your cause, says Yah. Bring forth your strong reason, said the King of Yaakov. Let them bring them forth. Show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that thou art Elohim. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. In other words, do something that only an Elohim can do. For only an Elohim has done, for there's only one Elohim, that can tell you the latter end of things, who will give you the understanding to be able to discern the beginning from the end. And today our people are worried about an election, worried about men, worried about a democratic system, worried about rights in this country, and they're not even considering the end times. For everything must come to an end. What will you do then when the end comes? And this is the question that we all must ask ourselves. Whatever we believe, whatever we teach, will your beliefs, will your teachings bring you to the ultimate decision that will be made? Where you will have peace, or will you be cut off? For the end of the upright shall be peace, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. And so which will be your fate? Now, if you seek in meekness, you can't be haughty. You can't be arrogant. You can't be mean and forward and unreasonable, not seeking meekness. In other words, if this is what's in your heart, if this is how people know you, if this is what you're showing, because this is the thing that has been manifested in you, if you can't get along with people, if you have a terrible reputation, because of your haughtiness and arrogance and pride, and meekness have eluded you. Seek righteousness. You can't be righteous while at the same time slandering and tale-bearing and bearing false witness and being treacherous. See, these are all the things one should be considering. If you want to show forth your meekness, go out your way to humble yourself to those who you normally wouldn't humble yourself to. Because once you're able to do that, then surely you can humble yourself to the Most High. Because this is what he said according to his word. But if you don't know how to humble yourself, then how can you humble yourself to his word? In which that's what told you to humble yourself. In the book of Hosea, show you this. For you, what you need to be practicing before this end of time. And we're going to bring to you how we see the end of time. And watch what this says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. Just want you to see this. And I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. This is what it says. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. And if you know anything about planting, and you start sowing, that means you're planting. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. And what do you want to grow out of this righteousness that you sow? It says reap and mercy. That's what you should get out of the righteousness that you're sowing every day and every night, every month and every year. You should be reaping the mercy. Break up your fallow ground, because only you and you alone can break up that fallow ground. And that fallow ground is your hard heart and your stiff neck. For it is time to seek Yah till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And what is this righteousness? What is this rain that the Creator said he was going to rain on Israel? It's definitely righteousness. But what is this rain? Is it literal rain? The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. But all thy getting, get understanding. Because you want to understand the things you're reading. And do you know what this rain is that the Creator is referring to? Well, I'll help you out with this rain. Thank you. This word rain comes from the Hebrew word yarah. And look what it says it means. To flow as water, to lay or throw, shoot, to point out, as if you pointing a finger. And then it says to teach, archer, care, direct, inform, instruct, lay, show, shoot, teacher, teaching. In other words, little do people realize this rain that the Creator is talking about is a righteous teacher. Let me read that again for you. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yah until he come and rain righteousness upon you. And this rain is a teacher of righteousness. This is how the Almighty will rain his righteousness upon you. As he did in the old, so shall he do now. Anytime the Creator wanted you to know his righteousness, he will send it through his servants. And he will have his servants to teach you the righteousness you needed to know about him and the world. But the Creator said, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. And of course, we all are familiar with that type of planting. But the Almighty wants us to sow righteousness so we can reap in mercy. But we have to learn how to fear him. And how do we fear him? We tremble at his word. And how do we know we're trembling at his word? Well, we demonstrate by our faith. And how do we do that? Well, we do the things that he tells us that we're supposed to do. And he letting us know we should consider our latter end. As a matter of fact, he said he wished we would consider our latter end. Because everything come to an end. Everything. And everything has an end. And what will be ours? Have you considered it? Are you meditating on it? How would yours look? Would it be the abundance of peace? Or would it be cut off? And there's only one way to look at it. The scriptures say, behold the upright, the perfect man. For the end of that man is peace. So we can look at a man and actually discern . And let me show you how you go about discerning these things. Another scripture I want you to consider is in the book of Malachi. Malachi, the third chapter. Since we're dealing with the end, and this is what it says in the 16 verse, 3 and 16, Malachi 3 and 16. And then they that fear Yah, what are we talking about? Truly, if you tremble at the word of Yah, it's only because you fear him. And you only fear him because you know his words. And you know he means what he says. And say what he means. So you don't fear him for no reason at all. You fear him because you have the knowledge and you have the wisdom to fear him. Then they that fear Yah speak often one to another, and Yah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yah and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, said Yah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Surely we want to be spared. And even a man that fear the Most High need to be spared. Then shall you return. Return where? Return unto the Most High. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. So we will know. We will see. We will learn. We will come to the undeniable truth on all those that really indeed serve the Most High. But how can you discern that without fearing the Most High? First, you have to fear him to know these things. We think we discern things that we don't even understand because we hadn't learned to fear the Most High. And you have to fear him first in order for you to be able to discern. And once you're able to discern, then you'll know who serves the Most High and who don't. You'll know the righteous between the wicked. This is why the Most High said, him that stood in his counsel and marked his words and understood it and perceived it. If you really heard his words, it should have changed you, turned you from your evil way and your evil doings. In other words, you began to shed the evil and the wicked devices that have trapped us in iniquity. And today and tonight, I'm trying to free you from that iniquity by having you consider your latter end. For if you consider your latter end, then it may be that you might be hid in a day of Yah's anger. Now, for many, this is not a popular discussion. Because they feel like they're right in their own eyes. And so whatever their imaginations are, that's what they do. It seems as though they're keeping the law, then that's all they need to do. But little do people know, who do Yah give his laws to? Well, he gives his laws to those who fear him and thought upon his name. And why? Because they trembled at his word. And as a result of trembling at his word, the Creator inspired, taught, and gave them the understanding of discernment. And so, you have those who might teach the law, pray, complain the name of Yah by saying, Mighty Yah, Hallelujah, Praise Yah. But truly, when Yah make up his jewels, then you will know if you fear him and discern and tremble at his words. It's my prayer that you take these things under consideration, that you will consider your latter end, for truly the time is at hand. Truly, we are in the end of times, and we're going to get more specific about the end of times. And truly, Yah's anger will come upon our people as well as the world. Until next week, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.